first and foremost, a lady who sadly has just recently passed, Margaret Gormley, was a water warrior way before anybody else. She brought this to the forefront. Secondly, Marion Harkin jumped on board with us and helped us. We would not have got this as far as quickly without Marion. And also Eamon Scanlon has been in the Dáil repeatedly asking for this, along with so many other of our councillors and local people, a full working group. This is not just me. People seem to think it's just me. It's not. There has been a full working group involved in this. And I just want to thank every single person who knocked on a door, got a petition signed and has stood out in the wind and the rain in the winter months to do that. Absolutely thrilled bits. And I mean, who needs an Easter egg when you get a news like this?
So this was in the planning, and this is what you were calling for all along. Is that right, Kelly?
Part one of what we're calling for, yes. That now the planning hopefully has been approved to go ahead, we now are going to look for our mobile treatment unit to go on site, because there still will be a process of the build. And I mean, you know, they do say that they will do that as quickly as possible, Irish Water, and I'm sure they will comply with that. But the people still cannot use the water.
Okay, Kelly. So in terms of where you're at the moment, you're still boiling water, which is obviously pretty difficult circumstances to be in. Are you expecting to be in that situation for much longer, or do you have any idea of a timeline?
We have absolutely no idea of a timeline, and we haven't had any update from HSE or anybody else as to regards whether cryptosporidium is still present in the water. To my knowledge, they will not lift the boil water notice. But that could all change, who knows. So hopefully now we'll have some more positive news next week on our next step with our campaign. We're going to seek a meeting with Irish Water and hopefully go into negotiations with them with regards to trying to get a mobile unit on site. I mean, that has been our objective from day one. The time frame, as I say, could be up to 2 years for that plant to be built. So, like, it is fantastic news, and I don't want to seem like a killjoy, but we still are not out of the woods. We still cannot use our water.